Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Mud at Night on WEEI.
But I would say of all the guys, you know, we play or have played recently in the last couple of years, I definitely feel like he's the hardest guy to deal with. He makes good decisions. He can run. He's strong. He's out of tackle. He's...
Jay, he still has not taken nor passed a physical for the New England Patriots, which is why they've only agreed to the deal and not had it signed. And so we'll see as soon as he can take that physical how healthy he is.
Dial 617-779-7937.
You would have to think that Cam Newton would be the favorite going into camp. As you said, former MVP overstood him to start in New England for week one.
31 years old too, Steve. Just turned 31 last month. Usually a time when quarterbacks are entering the primes of their career.
Breaking news. How you feel about that?
I'm excited. I think Bill always says it. Your goal for any good team is to have as many good players as possible. Cam Newton's a former MVP of this league, played in a Super Bowl, that caliber of a player. So I think the better players we have in our locker room, the better we're going to be able to go out there and perform as a team.
Can New England win the Super Bowl again? Can they do it again? I don't know, Patrick Mahomes. I don't know Deshaun Watson. I don't know Lamar Jackson. I don't know. But I love it.
Now, Mud at Night on WEEI with guest host Brian Barrett and Rob Bradford.
Oh, I love the Stephen A. Smith take there. First of all, the audio quality of Stephen A. Smith. I know it's his own Instagram. He's doing it from his home.
His toilet.
Yeah.
I tweeted out. I was fascinated by the room. I think it must have been his bathroom. It was like there was like a steam room or it was, I don't know. Like, you ever see the pictures of his house? Stephen A. Smith?
I've never seen the picture of the inside of his house. Big? Oh, I know he's making a lot of money,
Yeah. It's a mansion on top of a mansion.
Yeah, well, the one thing I would say about that is I love how he asked the question and he mentions Deshaun Watson with Lamar Jackson and Pat Mahomes. Deshaun Watson's an outstanding player, but he realizes that Bill O'Brien's the coach, right? And they just traded away DeAndre Hopkins. Like, the Texans are not a legitimate threat to win a Super Bowl.
So you're saying that the Patriots will be better than the Texans?
Yes, the Patriots will be better than the Texans. And I understand that the Texans beat them last year, but Bill O'Brien as a general manager cannot run his nose. It's funny how people criticize Belichick that he's not a good GM. Look at what Bill O'Brien's doing. What a disaster that's turned out to be in Houston. The other thing I want to mention real quick is if you were David Tepper, who's the relatively new owner of the Carolina Panthers, he's owned the team for about two seasons now, how would you feel about the fact that you just gave Matt Rhule 7 years and $62 million, the former head coach at Baylor?
Baylor, yep.
And then today, the greatest organization of the past 20 years, the greatest coach in the history of the sport, just signed your former quarterback, and you gave another guy $60 million. Would you be a little bit worried if you were David Tepper today, being like, did I make the right decision bringing in Matt Rhule and having him go after Teddy Bridgewater with his noodle arm?
Well, that's going to be a really, really bad look. I mean, there's going to be a on top of the obvious, is Cam Newton going to be the starter for the Patriots? Are the Patriots going to win? Comparing Cam Newton to a bunch of guys, Tom Brady, Teddy Bridgewater, Andy Dalton, I guess. I don't know. But
your guy.
Who, my guy?
Dalton, yeah.
Who, Andy Dalton? By the way, did I mention Andy Dalton? Andy Dalton. Look at this. Cam Newton's game at Foxborough, 12 or 14 to start the game, 200 yards. He's on fire.
Oh, he's been tremendous against the Patriots in his career. He's 2-0, and he's put up ridiculous
128
numbers.
Quarterback rating.
617-779-7937. Brian Barrett, Rob Bradford with you up until 11 o'clock. Let's get to Sean. He is in Wakefield tonight. Sean, what's going on, man?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hi, Sean.
2 points, one question for you. First point, the Johnson-Foodie thing you talked about. I don't remember the back and forth during the regular season.
No, Sean,
it in the AFC Championship.
Yeah, Sean, it wasn't back and forth, but what happened was Flutie played so well for that team when Johnson was out, and then once Johnson came back because the team gave him all this money, they took Flutie out and put him in, which was obviously a horrible mistake.
Oh, yeah, and then the back and forth in the AFC Championship, that was the worst coaching ever.
It was Wade Phillips, I believe, Sean, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
And it was the worst coaching. It was worse than when Belichick didn't play Butler against Philly. It was the worst coaching ever.
Yeah, wow, it was pretty bad.
I didn't know it stung you that bad, Sean.
Oh, well, I mean, you had Johnson comes up gimpy. He's losing. They put Flutie in. He gets the lead. They pull him out. Johnson goes in, loses the lead, comes up gimpy. They put Flutie in. He gets the lead, and they still sit him down. I mean. Yeah.
Hey, Sean, what was your Newton point?
All right, Cam Newton. I think if he wants a future in the NFL, he's got to prove himself this year. So I love the fact that we signed him. I think that if he gets out there, gets a chance, he's going to do whatever it takes to prove that he's still a viable quarterback. And then he can sign with whoever for whatever next year.
Sean, you are absolutely correct. It is make or break. 31 years old. This is a one-year contract. There's very rare a time where you're going to find a player at a legitimate crossroads. This is it. If he's not good,
oh, absolutely. And
if he's not good, if he does not earn the starting job for the Patriots, or he's not good in the starting job of the Patriots, then all the narratives that we've heard about Cam Newton, the reason why he's signing this deal, they're just going to keep lingering, and he's going to turn 32 and then 33 and then be out of the league.
The fact that they waited till the 11th hour is even better because he knows that nobody was looking for him. He's got to go out there with a chip on his shoulder and play his best football.
If you were saying to Cam Newton right now, you were saying the best thing. He's coming to New England, right, Sean? You're from Wakefield.
Yep.
You live in Wakefield.
Wakefield. Yeah.
Okay. Like so, if you were going to say to Cam Newton right now, it's like this is what you are going to look forward to when you come to the great region of New England. What would it be?
That you have, first of all, one of the best coaches that ever coached.
And then the
even
pizza.
He's made some blunders, like I said earlier, with the Butler thing. But
and then the pizza.
Beyond that, he's going to have some guys he can throw to, like Edelman.
And then the pizza.
He's got to get his timing down with the newer guys that Brady just didn't get that going with.
Okay, and then the pizza?
The pizza?
Yeah.
Oh, pizza in New England. Yeah, okay, yeah, I'll give him that.
Okay.
definitely pizza, yeah.
All right, okay.
Sean, appreciate the call, man.
There you go. See, I got a little laugh at a shot at the end.
Good stuff. He does. He endorses the pizza.
Sure, yeah, oh, yeah, the pizza.
Pizza sucks. Yeah. By the way, so this is another reason Cam Newton's going to be motivated. I referenced this earlier, Rob. When the Panthers put on their Twitter account, quote, "We've given Cam Newton permission to seek a trade." This is what Newton tweets back at him. "Stop with the wordplay. Never asked for it. There is no dodging this one. I love the Panthers to death, and I'll always love you guys. Please do not try and play me or manipulate the narrative and act like I wanted this or force me into this." This would completely irritate me as well if I'm Cam Newton. First of all, I made your franchise relevant. I get you went to a Super Bowl with Jake Delhomme, but I've been the most popular player in the history of your franchise, and you're putting it out there as if I asked to leave. So almost as if you want to take the fan base so the fan base can partially blame Cam for wanting to get out of there. And what Newton was saying is, no, this isn't my decision. This is your decision. So that was so shady by the Panthers to put that out there. And good for Cam for actually responding to that.
Yeah, well, again, it's not a mystery. You're getting a motivated guy. Do they play? They don't play Carolina this year, do they?
No, they play the NFC West. So they play the Niners. They play the Seahawks. They play the Cardinals.
So they'll
the Rams.
Maybe they'll fly over Carolina at some point. By the way, the best sushi airport in the entire country is in Charlotte. Who knew about that, huh?
Is that serious?
I'm dead serious.
They have good sushi in the airport.
Right in the middle. So the way the Charlotte airport's set up is that sort of you have all the terminals go to this one food area. The sushi place in the middle of that is the best sushi. It's my top five sushi place in the country is in the Charlotte airport.
Wow.
They're known for their airport sushi in Cam Newton.
Yeah. And by the way, maybe Cam can reach out to Kemba Walker. He made the transition from Charlotte to Boston.
Look at that. See?
There's a connection.
There you go.
We're taking the guys that the Charlotte organizations didn't want anymore, and we're making them winners.
Is there any more that you would really want? None? Nobody?
I mean, if Luke Kuechly wants to come out of retirement, I'll take him.
Oh, he was so good. He was so good. That's sad, man. That's sad that he's retired.
Yeah, I mean, his retirement speech, you could tell that he couldn't do it anymore. His body, at the end of his career, had kind of given
up. Who is the most iconic, legitimate question, who is the most iconic athlete in Charlotte sports history? I'm not talking about college because you can go
through.
Yeah,
and our count like North Carolina.
No. And so you have to go with the Hornets, right? You only have the Hornets and the Panthers.
I mean, who do they have? Like Muggsy Bogues?
And obviously
Larry Johnson, Grandma.
The Hurricanes.
Yeah, Zoe, Alonzo Moore.
Larry Johnson.
I'm guessing it would be Cam Newton, wouldn't it?
You think so, right?
I would say probably like a NASCAR driver or something. NASCAR is big in that region.
All right. Forget about NASCAR.
Just basically the Charlotte Hornets and the Panthers.
Well, hockey. Hockey, too, if you want.
So maybe one of the Stars.
Hurricanes won a Stanley Cup.
Yeah. They won a Stanley Cup.
But if
who was the best player on that team? What was that, 06? One of the Stalls?
Eric Stahl would have been the best young player, yeah. Cam Ward was the goalie.
So
that place got crazy. Remember in the postseason 2 years ago how crazy Carolina was?
Sure, absolutely.
It was nuts.
If they were going to – so if Charlotte was going to build a statue for a professional athlete – would it be Cam Newton?
I would say it would be. The only other thing I can think of
is you could do it for Michael Jordan. He owns a team, whatever, but that's not... Yeah.
Might be Christian McCaffrey in 10 years.
Well, yeah, it will be. I mean, Christian McCaffrey will come out of that organization in finer fashion than Cam Newton. That's my guess. That's my projection. But right now, Cam...
I don't know. They got this Matt Rhule guy coaching the team. I don't know how good that's going to go.
He had these kids. His kids were in the background. They're wacky. They draft.
Yeah, I never bought into the Matt Rhule hype. I don't get it.
Well, I mean, you know what he'll be? Cliff Kingsbury was fine. Okay, great. He'll be just good enough to get a few years.
Yeah.
And then you'll be on your way. But with Cam Newton...
Imagine being Cliff Kingsbury, though, where it's like you got fired from Texas Tech, you got hired to be the USC, not head coach, offensive coordinator, and the Cardinals call you, hey, you want this job? And then the Jets call you, hey, you want an interview? Imagine being him. Well, hold on. Is this a prank? Like, you want me to be the head coach?
And he was dating the girl from the Golf Channel. What's her name? Holly Saunders.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was dating her for a while.
Wow.
It's all coming together for poor Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah,
he had
that incredible spread during the draft, his house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was the guy. He was Ryan Gosling from, what's that movie? You know, you're not a movie. I can see
it. Crazy Stupid Love.
Yeah, Crazy Stupid Love. Yeah, there you go.
That's with Steve Carell.
Yes. So that he was Ryan Gosling, yes. So,
but Emma Stone.
But Matt Rhule will be like that. That is going to be who he is for the Panthers. It seems like a good idea. You paid way too much. You have Christian McCaffrey. Great. Super. But, you know, do you think that the Carolina Panthers are going to be, like you said before, the NFC is really, really good. Really good.
Yeah, they're the worst team in that division right now.
Yeah.
You have the Falcons that have Matt Ryan, who's a good quarterback, and then you have the Saints and the Bucks.
And the problem is they're going to run into the same thing that we talk about around here, is it being just good enough not to find the next quarterback.
That's a fair point, too.
Yeah.
Is if you're just good enough, and they're not going to get Lawrence, Jacksonville is. I don't see anybody being worse than Jacksonville. 617-779-7937, the number. Let's get to Joe. He's in Peabody, the best city in the entire state. What's up, Joe? Ooh.
Hi. I just want to say briefly that I really like the Patriots' decisions about Cam so far. But I want to say that also that the reason Stidham has not gotten any reps in the regular season or preseason is partially Brady. He seems to always view young quarterbacks more as rivals than teammates to be mentored.
Yeah, well, Joe, he did, in fairness, though, he did get a lot of reps in preseason. That's why everybody was excited about him.
Mm. Well, I don't think Brady was pleased about that, though.
Well, so it's a fair point, Joe. Like Stidham did, if you go back, and I think someone pointed this out, Stidham got more reps in the preseason than any quarterback had ever gotten during the Brady regime, except for Brady, obviously. And so that was a sign that maybe they're going that way. But Brady, we talk about his actions and his reactions. He didn't like coming out of games, and he was sulk about coming out of games too. And so
I didn't mind that. I actually liked the fact that he never wanted to come off the field. Now, when they were blowing teams out, I would have liked Belichick to take him out earlier. But the fact that he didn't want to sacrifice any reps in practice,
well,
I like that.
Okay. So fair point. But let's go like how Brady reacted to other quarterbacks. And I heard Brissett on the podcast last night. He's like, Brady's awesome. He's like a super, super great mentor. But at the same time, we go back to Jimmy Garoppolo when they drafted Jimmy Garoppolo. And he got along with Jimmy Garoppolo. They became friends. But he ends up having his best year in a long, long time. Maybe his best year ever when they draft Jimmy Garoppolo because he gets all, you know, upset over the fact that they had the gall to have this other quarterback drafted in the second round.
Well, the reason that, and I appreciate the call, Joe, the reason that he likes or he doesn't have an issue with Jacoby Brissett is he doesn't see Jacoby Brissett as a threat of ever taking.
No, but he got along with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Right, he got along with Jimmy Garoppolo, but once it got to the point where Garoppolo is actually the threat to be the next guy, that's when things went south for that particular situation. And I completely understand why Brady would feel that way. And oh, by the way, 14 through 18, Belichick made the right move by drafting Jimmy Garoppolo because you know what? It just so happened that from 14 to 18, I've made the argument that 5-year stretch is the best stretch that any quarterback has had in the history of the sport. And it just so happened that that's when Belichick drafted Jimmy Garoppolo.
It wasn't a coincidence. It wasn't a coincidence at all. I mean, you going to leading into that 14 year, like he was not the quarterback, near the quarterback that he was during the stretch that you're talking
about. But to his point, I don't think it's Brady's job to help develop any quarterback. I don't think it was Brett Favre's job to help develop Aaron Rodgers or that it was Joe Montana's job to help up with Steve Young. If you're the incumbent quarterback, the star guy that's the pillar of the organization, I would not be trying to help a guy do my job better than me eventually.
But that's...
It's one thing if you're a quarterback, a bunch of you.
You could say that, but that's not how it's supposed to work. You are supposed to help guys. And it's sure, they're going to be insecure about it, but you're supposed to help guys. You see it in, look at Hard Knocks. You ever watch Hard Knocks?
Yeah, great show.
Like, super great, right? Yeah. It always makes every single head coach in that thing looking worse.
Except Hugh Jackson.
I guess.
He looks bad.
Yeah. No, they all look terrible. I think all of them look terrible. Like, much worse.
Yeah, Rex is saying, like, get a snack.
Yeah, and like, you have Marvin Lewis driving in the wrong way in the garage, and it was anyway. But you see, like, those quarterback rooms, and I guess maybe the common thread with a lot of them is that there's not a lot of threat. But even when there was threat, you look at Baker Mayfield and Tyrod Taylor, when like they seem to be helping each other out. You help each other out. Maybe that's not how Brady is wired. I don't know, because he did become friends with Garoppolo and Brissett. But I don't know if
he took him to the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, but was he playing, you know, ultimately he was a threat that first year and it seemed uncomfortable that first year. And then he wasn't a threat. And then he moved on to San Francisco. Then he took him to the Kentucky Derby. Jacoby Brissett's playing for the Indy Colts and he's going to the Kentucky Derby as an Indianapolis Colt. Not as a threat to Tom Brady.
Yeah, but my point about Garoppolo is this. When he was talking about Brady doesn't let anybody get reps. If Brady wants to take all the reps at practice, he's the number one quarterback. He's the guy that's going to lead the team.
It wasn't him giving out the reps, so that's...
Right, but I mean, I have no problem with Brady saying, I'm not coming out, like, during practice. I want to be the guy that stays here. I can see why he wants to not... Remember, he's the one that took Drew Bledsoe's
job. Do you think last year, when Jarrett Stidham was getting more snaps than any other backup in preseason than ever before, that Brady was upset?
No, because I don't believe he viewed him as a threat at that point in time. If it was, say, Jimmy Garoppolo was still here, then yeah. Or if it was a guy that they took in the first round of the draft, like if they had selected a quarterback in the first round, maybe he would have perceived that to be a threat. But because it was a guy that was drafted in the fourth round, Brady knows this guy's got no chance.
Well, Jarrett, but at the same time, they're looking, here's the juxtapose against that, which is you had, sure, he had no chance this year, but Brady knew his contract was up after the year. And they know, hey, wait a second, no other quarterback since I've been here, has played the entire fourth game of a preseason. And Jarrett Stidham just did that. Are they looking? Are they really trying to force this in terms of making sure that this guy is ready to take over for me when I leave?
Brady never played in fourth preseason games.
Well, there's been no quarterback to take as many snaps as Jarrett Stidham
because
did.
You had the Hoyer,
even in the third game,
the Hoyer Stidham comparison to see who was going to get that backup.
The point is that Jarrett Stidham played a lot more than any other backup quarterback in the preseason. So if that's happening. Tom Brady, is he thinking, and rightfully so, by the way, and I don't blame the Patriots for doing it, because you have a guy in the last year of your contract, what's wrong with making sure that you might have a fail-safe in Jarrett Stidham? And that's where they came to the point where we were, up until yesterday, saying, oh, you know what, I saw something in Jarrett Stidham, look at the preseason games. Like, look at how good he was. And I'm sure that that's what they saw, and I'm sure that's what Tom Brady saw. Like, I don't remember.
I don't think that Brady was threatened by the presence of Jarrett Stidham.
Not for last year. 1%. But not for last year, but it was if Jarrett Stidham is good last year and good in the eyes of the Patriots, that's leverage for the Patriots against Tom Brady, isn't it?
Well, I think that was more Bill was not going to extend it, but I don't think the reason for that was the presence of Stidham. I don't think Bill's like, well, I got Stidham, so unless you want to take a one-year
deal. No, it's not the be-all, end-all, but it's certainly, if they don't have anybody, if they have Ryan Mallett or Tim Tebow throwing knuckleballs all over the place, like, there's zero leverage.
Right, but there was no threat to Brady's job. If Brady said, like, if you want to do things on Bill's term and play on a one-year deal less than the amount of money that the Patriots paid him last year, which Dale Arnold had that original reporting, then Brady would still be here if he wanted to do that. 617-779-7937. A lot more to get to. What do you make of Cam Newton as a Patriot? And we'll get you trending in just a second.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Mutt at Night on WEEI.
Legitimate question. Who is the most iconic athlete in Charlotte sports history?
You're talking to the Rolex wearing, diamond ring wearing, kiss stealing, woo, wheeling dealing, limousine riding, jet flying, son of a gun, and I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down. Woo!
All right, I think Brian's got it. The most famous athlete from Charlotte, Ric Flair. Mark James would have got that right away. He's a big wrestling guy. Have you seen the 30 for 30 on Ric Flair?
Oh, yeah.
I don't believe it. The amount that he was said he was drinking.
Oh, I believe it.
He said he was drinking at
least.
You see
the one for Andre the Giant?
Oh, yeah. That one is incredible. He'd drink like full bottles of wine.
Yeah.
But Ric Flair, similar. He said he would drink like 10 beers and then have like 10 mixed drinks a day. How could anybody live? It's not like Andre the Giant. I mean, he's a big guy. Obviously, he was jacked. But he
as someone who saw Ric Flair when they visited Fenway Park, I can tell you that it was right on the cusp. Right on the cusp.
It wasn't the booze that most people couldn't agree with. It was the fact that he said he slept with, what, 10,000 plus women?
Oh, yeah. I wasn't buying that either, Brian. Do you?
He's a nature boy. I don't know.
Yeah, he is a nature boy.
Who am I to
what
judge
him? What
does
that even mean? Like, he's a nature boy. Clearly, he slept with 10,000 women.
I believe it.
That's a lot of women.
So, the Google machine, Richard Petty.
Oh, okay. There it is. That's
you know, again, we should...
The king.
we should discount the sort of NASCAR. We're focusing on professional playing in for the professional teams in Charlotte, right? Correct?
Yeah, but I mean, Richard Petty, he's the greatest NASCAR driver ever, right?
Can you get your head around the rules? Let's go.
All right, so if it's just a pure athlete, it's like Eric Stahl.
Not a pure athlete, not like running and jumping.
No, I'm saying just a regular, like a hockey player or an NBA player, an NFL player. It's Cam Newton. I guess Steve Smith would be in the family photo. Eric Stahl from the Carolina Hurricanes, who I just looked it up. He had 100 points the season that they won the Stanley Cup. And Larry Johnson, Muggsy Bogues, one of those guys.
Yeah.
Alonzo Mourning.
Yeah, Kendall Gill. Kendall Gill. I mean,
Kendall Gill. Come on, man.
What you're saying is Alonzo. So if
Boston has taken two of their biggest icons, Kemba. Cam.
Because when you're gonna rank something, you get a ranker. And
I know you're a big rank guy.
If you like the ranking, and so the top Charlotte Hornet players they have Alonzo Mourning number one, and Larry Johnson number two. Now we can agree that Cam Newton's above both of those.
Yeah, and especially the way it ended for Zoe in Charlotte.
Right. So, and then, you know, you had talked about Eric Stahl with the Hurricanes. Cam Newton's above him. Cam Newton has to get the statue made.
Right, and Kemba's somewhere in the top six to seven of those guys, right? So we're just stealing Charlotte athletes left and right here, Rob. Is that right?
Steve Smith.
Yeah, Steve Smith.
Julius Sr. Peppers, right. Yeah, Greg Olson. I mean, none of it. Yeah,
Peppers was an absolute stud.
Best Carolina Hurricane of all time. It's going to be Stahl, right? It has to be.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's Eric Stahl. So,
because you don't know anybody else.
If the Panthers were going to build a statue, yeah, it would be of Cam Newton.
Rod Brind'Amour.
There you go. But if the Panthers were going to build a statue...
Ron Francis.
If the Panthers... They just took down the Jerry Richardson statue, by the way. If they were going to build one, it would be...
Yeah,
Cam
they need
Newton.
To build a new one.
Yeah, Cam Newton.
Cam Newton would be...
He's the guy.
So the overall point here is that the guy, the most iconic professional athlete in that city's history, has left. And we talk about... Tom Brady just left here. I mean, he's the most iconic... You would agree, probably he's the most iconic professional athlete ever in Boston.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. So he just left, and we're ripping him. So this happens. But the guy just left Carolina.
But hold on. In fairness, though, we're not ripping him because he left.
We're ripping him because he doesn't believe COVID-19 exists.
That was why we were ripping him the other day, yesterday.
Yes. You agree with my take on that, right?
I think it's irresponsible. To
yes,
be putting
very
his,
irresponsible.
On his Instagram account.
For a guy, I don't have no problem with him working out with. Everyone's working out.
That was my thing. It just, I don't know why you put that on your Instagram account. It was so
It's basically here's what he's, you want to paraphrase that quote, that way of thinking. Everyone just power through it. Just power through it.
Well, essentially what he was doing is he was giving like the Heisman pose to people out there saying the coronavirus is serious. And in his state right now where he lives, where basically every day last week they were setting a new record for new cases, the restaurants and the bars are now shutting down. He's basically given a Heisman to all that.
Well, I'll ask you what I asked Mark yesterday. Do you think there's a semblance because, you know, you have where Tom Brady's on the record saying, you know, I don't believe they're telling us this. They're telling us this is good for us, and I don't believe it's good for us. They're telling you go back to the concussion water. Do you believe there's something there with Tom Brady that doesn't believe all the science that we're being given with coronavirus? Do you believe that, like,
that's definitely a
possibility. Do you feel like that he feels like he's being doing things in a way where he's going to be less likely to catch this? You know, like with the electrolytes or the like all of that. I mean,
how bad it would be if he got the coronavirus.
But that's the thing. But how else can we take this? And it seems like an extreme thing. But when you're putting the FDR quote out there and you're forget about the passing, it's the gathering. You're gathering with everyone after they already told you not to gather with everyone right after it. Like all of it.
Well, and being defiant to the point where then the NFLPA head D'Amore Smith has to come out and say, this is bad for the league and it's bad for the chance of us finishing a season. That's what I just don't comprehend. Brady, I feel like he made more issues for himself than he otherwise needed to. And for what? For what reason? That's why I don't understand why he did it. Nobody's been
because he wants to win, Brian.
Yeah,
he wants to win. It's so important.
So he needs to show us he wants to win. I think we know.
And here's the thing. And anybody who says that, and I've heard hosts say this, like the most important thing right now in our society is perception. Mm-hmm. It's perception by the most important people. And he falls under some of the most important people. And the perception is stronger and more important than ever. So when we have things like he's been doing, I'm sorry, I don't buy the, well, Tom Brady shouldn't be expected to be held up on a pedestal. Yes, this is how it is. In our world right now, perception is the most powerful thing. And I'll go back to like what Tom Brady's been telling us and selling us, which is health. This should make you healthy. This should make your life better. All of that. This is what the TB12 thing is doing it. When he got on the interview here in 2015 and said Frosted Flakes is poison, Coca-Cola is poison, don't drink. Like all of that, that was telling us don't believe what they're telling you because science will tell you that this is not healthy for you. So what's he doing now through all of this? Like he's doing something that is the ultimate in not being healthy. And how can you argue that when you put up that quote? How can you argue that what he is, the act of what he put out there is saying this is what you should do? And we all know, unless you are just don't have a brain in your head, that you do need to put on masks, that you do need to stay away from people, that you do have to take this very serious. And he's not saying any of that.
Well, and the other thing I would point to is, remember, there was video of Tom Brady saying, we're all in this together. And then a couple of months later, he's out there practicing with his guys. And as you said, I don't even have that big of an issue with that. It's the point that he goes on his Instagram and uses the FDR quote, there's nothing to fear but fear itself. And it's not even just the spread of the virus that people are fearing right now. People are fearing for their jobs all over the country. People have lost their jobs left and right, and Brady's making it out to be like there's no big deal. Well, there's probably a pretty big deal if the economy is getting shut down all over the place. The economy is suffering all over this country because of the fact that businesses are having to close down because of the severity of the virus and how much it's spreading. So, yeah, it's kind of a big deal. There is everybody right now in this country, not everybody, but a good portion of people in this country are living in fear somewhat because of what is going on with the coronavirus.
And I'm sorry, maybe it's a big leap of faith to suggest that, you know, this guy is saying, you know, if you eat right, if you do this, if you do that, you're going to be okay. And it's but there is no other way to take that quote that you just mentioned.
Right.
And think anything but that he's saying to us, hey, you know what? Don't worry about it. If you just buy some of my stuff and you stay healthy and you eat right, you'll be okay.
Yeah, because it came out literally after the PA's medical director told him not to do it. That's why it looks bad, and there's no other way to interpret that quote.
And again, how about the people, and we've already heard it, the people who say, like, that's not his responsibility. It is, Brian, it is. It is his responsibility, isn't it? I mean, this is his responsibility.
Well, yeah, when you have that type of platform.
You would think so.
Yeah, and at the same time, even if he believes that like it's no big deal, I don't know why he would show that off and put that on his Instagram account. It's just, I don't understand from that decision. I don't understand what he thought he could possibly gain. What did he think he was going to gain? That would be my question, is what were you gaining?
It's defiance.
And not to mention, where are the people around him? Like, I know he has people that help him with his social media accounts, don't they? Like, did anybody say...
His name's Alex Carrera.
Well, did anybody say, Tom, this is probably not a wise idea?
Yeah, but he's signing off on anything. I mean, it's...
Well, Alex Guerrero, but aren't there other people that work with Tom Brady in terms of his social media stuff? Or is it just him and Guerrero?
Who do you think's taking the photos? Well, I don't think Alex Guerrero's taking photos.
Well, that's my point, is don't you think the people around him thought that looked bad? And by the way, we're up against it here. So 617-779-7937. If you want to weigh in on Cam Newton, now a member of the Patriots, Tom Brady, and how he apparently doesn't think the coronavirus is real, certainly welcome to weigh in on that right here on WEI.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, Mud at Night on WEEI.
All right, Brian Barrett and Rob Bradford in for Mud tonight. The number 617-779-7937. Another team I believe that is going to regret passing on Cam Newton.
Who?
The Buffalo Bills.
You really hate Josh Allen.
Well, Sean McDermott's head coach, think about this. He was the defensive coordinator when Cam Newton was the MVP of the league. The Patriots gave up nothing to get him. You're going into the season with Josh Allen, who averaged 193 yards per game last season.
You hate Josh Allen.
He's horrible. I don't know. If you have a team that is that, on paper, that loaded. I did this last week, so if you look at ESPN Plus did these rankings. I know you're a big rankings guy, Rob.
Sure,
so
I love rankings.
They took all the grades
Rod Brindamore.
They took all the grades from Pro Football Focus, each individual player, and so they calculated that for each roster. The Bills had the seventh best roster in the NFL, but their weakness was their quarterback, and it said it'd be tough to believe they'd get anything besides below average quarterback play. So that's the one thing that's holding this team back.
Here's what I'll say. So Josh Allen was really good against the Patriots before he got concussed, correct? You would agree with that?
He was okay.
He was really good.
Are you talking about the game at the very
game
end
at
of
Buffalo.
The season?
Game at Buffalo.
Was that the game that the Patriots pushed the division?
He got concussed. No.
Oh, the other one.
Yeah, the other one. He was on fire. I will say this. The playoff game that he had. What was the playoff game he had?
The Texans. Maybe the worst game I've seen a quarterback play.
I was like sitting there with my wife, and I said, have you ever seen anyone with the, oh my goodness, I'm crapping my pants, more than he was, a professional athlete? I've never seen anyone. In all my years of watching professional athletics, the great game of football, like you look at his face and he just looked like he was just crapping his pants.
Yeah. Rob, here's his numbers last year against the Patriots. The first game, 13 of 28, 153, no touchdowns, three picks.
But
the second
three
game,
picks, really?
Yeah. The second game, 13 of 26, 208, two touchdowns.
Yeah, that was a bad game. So three picks?
Yeah. He threw three picks. And then remember, Barkley came in.
Yeah, because he was concussed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there was a reason he came in. Got his
yeah, but I mean, he was
13 ground.
Of 28 for a $1.53 before that.
Yeah, but it was good. I mean, I'm going to discount the three
picks. I don't remember
that
game. He was fine in the second game, but then he wasn't great in closing time in the second half. I just feel like if you're the Buffalo Bills, rather, and all you had to do was give up $1 million and give them up to $7 million in incentives just to have that insurance policy, I believe they should have learn from the Bears with Mitchell Trubisky, the Bears are not doing themselves for not doing it last year. It's not a terrible line of thinking.
Right, you're right. I mean, that's the danger, right? You get into bed with the wrong quarterback of the future, like, you're screwed. And that's exactly what the Bears did.
Yeah.
I mean, the Bears, you end up chasing your tail, and the chasing your tail costs the Nick Foles type of money that they had to pay.
See, I think that's an epidemic in the league where too many teams, because they draft, and maybe it's part of the GM trying to keep their job, although Brandon Bean's done a good job there, but overall, these GMs in the league, when they draft a quarterback high, they're attached to that guy. So they are so slow to move off of him, because if they move, and I'm telling you, Josh Allen can't play. He's never going to be good.
Who am I thinking of? I wanted to say Josh Lewin, but he is the broadcaster, and he's not who I'm thinking of. The Arizona went to Miami quarterback.
Josh Rosen.
In that situation, you got very fortunate, because basically when you bring in a new coach, a new GM said, hey, I don't have nothing to do with this guy.
Yeah. Well, the GM was there. Kime was there. That's why I was surprised he kept his job last year. But you bring in a new coach. You bring in a new coach.
He said, I said 5 years ago, I want Kyler Murray to be my guy when I become a head coach of the NFL. And there you go.
Well, and that's one of the most fascinating things ever. So that guy, Steve Kime, he hired a coach who he fired, Steve Wilkes. He fired him after a year. He drafted Josh Rosen. They got rid of him after a year. And the organization allowed him to get Cliff Kingsbury and draft Kyler Murray a year after he just made those mistakes.
I know. It's crazy. But it is legitimate. Like, this is how these NFL teams just dig themselves such a huge hole. If you're going to draft a quarterback, you better make sure it's the right one. You can screw up an offensive lineman in the first round, running backs, anything. Because it's not only about, like, this. They aren't moving on. They're moving on from every other position except for quarterback.
Yeah.
And the worst teams, if you don't have a good quarterback, this is why when we have that awful conversation yesterday about the, like, who gets more credit, Belichick or Brady, and of course it's Brady, because quarterback's the hardest position to play in all of sports.
Right.
And it's harder to find those guys. So don't try to, you know, I'm trying to think of, like, some other quarterbacks which teams just, like, hung on to.
Wayne Gabbert, he was around for a while in Jacksonville.
Yeah, I mean.
Jake Locker in Tennessee.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, do you say Blake Gabbert? No, you think of Blake Bortles.
No, Blaine Gabbert before him.
But Blake Bortles is another guy, which I'm kind of surprised.
Good example. Same thing. They go to the AFC Championship game, and Blake Bortles is, like, okay in that game against the Patriots. He played decent against the Steelers, and they said, oh, we got our guy, because they had this outstanding defense, and they made a run 1 year when the AFC wasn't that good, and they got burned for it the next year, and they were still getting burned for it.
I'll give you one. Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
I mean, well, Tim Tebow comes in, he wins a playoff game, right? And even though, like, I like Tim Tebow a lot, I like a lot of things about him, but he was the worst throwing quarterback I've ever seen. When he got to the Patriots and he was in preseason games, it was crazy how bad he threw the ball.
Yeah, horrible.
But he won a playoff game in Denver. He was a first-round pick. Oh, there you got your guy. And how much, even if it was a year, how much does that cost you? Knowing that, oh, wait a second, this guy is very good, and we just went on a run here.
And that was McDaniels, by the way, that pick. 617-779-7937, the number. Brian Barrett, Rob Bradford with you up until 11 o'clock. When we come back, I do want to get your take, Rob, where the Patriots now are in the AFC hierarchy. I say they're the third best team in the AFC. I want to get your take on that in just a little bit.
By the way, also, Cam Newton has released a Farewell Carolina, Hello New England video on YouTube.
Oh, we got to get that.
And I assume that has some semblance of sound, so maybe we can play that out for you.
All right, sounds good. You're listening to Brian Barrett, Rob Bradford, right here on WEI.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.